part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah. So, here we are. It's Baldwin McCullough, another fabulous Saturday.
Why are you pointing at your ear?
Because my headsets.
The music's not supposed to be in your ear set. Well, were you hearing the music?
No, Kevin. It wasn't the music. You adjusted my microphone before we began.
Ear set's too hot?
I'm half deaf, and it was too loud.
Wow.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Pansy. Yeah, he's waving at me. I'm old man, can't hear.
Well, you have to understand, I've tried to explain this to you. I now wake up in cold sweats to these nightmares I have about you.
Afraid that you're not hearing something you're supposed to hear?
Yeah, just so now when I hear like an overly audible version of you in my eardrum, it just scares
the living life
sends
out
me
of
into
you.
A panic.
Well, speaking of panic, so this week you owe me an official apology for this. Number one, you stood up a client meeting, and that was bad. I had to mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa, because we have this meeting. It's on his calendar for what, 2 weeks? You forget your daughter's having surgery the same day.
I could bust you right
How
now.
How could you not remember?
No, I could bust you right now.
But anyway.
As a matter of fact, you owe me an apology.
For?
Because you told me that the meeting was on the schedule for weeks and weeks, but you never told me.
I said 9 to noon.
No, you never did.
9 to noon.
Never did.
9
Send
to noon.
Send me that email or copy me on that text. I'll bet you.
I'll find the text.
$1.
I keep all the texts I send
one
to you.
One.
Just for this purpose.
American.
What?
Red hot
one
dollar.
American dollar, which isn't worth nearly as much as it was last week, thanks to Obama. Sorry.
We're not going there.
No, we're not.
This
so
is the, this
so
is
anyway.
The new, improved, kinder, gentler Baldwin McCullough, remember?
So we have this big meeting. Now, there's this really cool agency that is starting. They're kind of doing for radio agency work what Extreme Media did for the world of broadcasting.
Sure.
They're bringing back entrepreneurialism.
Yeah.
And it's like these really cool people that came from these other backgrounds.
Because we believe you did to build that.
That's right. And you can go to idid2buildthat.com and load up on goodies.
The swag.
So anyway, I'm already late to the meeting because there was this wreck on the GWB, and I'm trying to get to the you got to get to 54. You know the Hilton on 54th.
Yeah,
the big Hilton. Everybody stays at that Hilton on 54th and
6th. In New York City, Kevin.
Yeah.
In New York City,
heart of New York.
There's people across the country listening to.
Correct.
Right now. Right.
Correct. So I'm in the GWB, which is the bridge, and I get in and
which is the George Washington Bridge.
Correct.
Right. Okay, you hip city slicker. Go ahead.
And I turn onto 56th Street.
Right.
Trying to cut across.
Which is eastbound, because the even numbers go east.
Correct.
Well,
most of them do. When you get down into Village, it gets weird.
Yeah, right. Well, the Village is weird, but go ahead.
So I get stuck behind these slow-moving buses and trucks that are all employed by the city.
Right.
And I'm humming along. I've got the talk. I've got our local station, AM 970, The Answer on. I'm listening to what's going on in the world. I think Curtis Sliwa was on. And I'm like getting closer and closer to the meeting, and I'm thinking, okay, Steven's already told me he's going to be late. This is what I'm going to say to the guys is so that they don't have their feelings hurt that, you know, the celebrity stood them up. And my phone goes zzz, 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 down in the bottom of the what's that thing in the middle between the seats, the little tray area there.
Just let's call it a cup holder.
A cup holder. That works.
To me, it's all cup holders.
I forgot it was a cup holder.
Only the
is that why it's round, like the size of the bottom of a cup?
And when you're in my car, it has like that kind of little slight film of spilled coffee in it.
not slight film. It's now turned into a layer
sludge.
Of sludge thickness that actually magnetizes things to it. So when you drop like a penny into it, it immediately like
and has a special
and becomes frozen.
It has a special adhesive quality.
Yes,
because it's a mixture of
which I
of
I now understand you're selling
Dunkin' Donuts and the homebrew all rolled into one.
I now understand you're selling this to home improvement stores across the country.
Sure,
the Baldwin sludge.
You know, we do what we can.
So anyway, the phone goes off. I look down and Stevie B. And he's saying, hey, bro, going to be later than I thought. And as I'm looking at reading the text, holding my little iPhone in my hand, evidently I passed one of New York's finest on the street corner.
Ah, yes.
Now, this is how bad the traffic was. I go a half block from where I passed the cop, never seeing him while holding my phone.
Uh-huh.
He walks up to my window.
A city block.
It was a beat cop. He was on his ever-loving deuce-em.
Yeah,
he was sitting there just walking down the street. He walks up. I'm like, what does this guy want? I roll down the window. He goes, excuse me, sir. You know you're on your phone? I said, yes, sir. I just got a text from my business. He said, pull over. Pull over and stopped traffic. Can I help you? He goes, yeah, you can't be on your phone in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you see that empty spot up there in front of the fire hydrant? Pull in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull in front of it. And he gives me a ticket for holding my handset, checking your text message, telling me you're going to be late.
Now, Kevin, let me just immediately interject here.
Now, this reminds me of...
On the scenario that you're trying to present here.
This reminds me of something.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you...
We used to own a company car... And someone would get tickets in the city regularly, but not pay them because they would come to my house.
Well, not regularly.
It was like 36 in 1 year.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
But I love this because what you're saying is you're driving.
Yes.
And you get a text message
from you.
And then you, in your own free will.
Yes.
Choose to make the decision to break
the
law. You broke the law.
Yeah, I guess
and now
I did.
You're trying to pin it on me.
Of course.
Of course?
Because every time I interact with you in traffic in any way, it costs me money.
Well, let that
we
be
get
a
ticket.
Let that be
a We get a ticket that I end up paying.
Sir Kevin, what most people would say now
yes.
is if last year you got 36 parking tickets sent to your house when I was driving the
smart car, yes.
And now, you know, if you haven't learned just from that, then it's on you.
Well, boy. That's pretty – fool me once.
Yeah.
Shame on me.
Yeah.
Fool me 36 times.
Shame
on me a lot.
The galaxy. No, but I – listen, you were –
So then – now that's not even the best part of the story.
Uh-oh.
So then,
oh no.
While I'm sitting there, the cop takes all my license and
better part.
Registration and insurance information and disappears. He walks away to somewhere that I don't know where he goes.
Well, that's because, like, right now you're a chicken fried steak.
And I'm looking
he's
in the mirror.
He's a beat cop.
And I'm looking in this mirror.
And he's
going to
write you up for, like, a $300 cell phone thing.
And I'm like, looking in all the mirrors. I can't find him anywhere. And so Steven texts me again. And what did I say? Something like, I'm mad at you right now. You got me in trouble. And he's like, huh? And I'm like, I'm texting and I'm like trying not to let anybody see me because I am officially parked now. But the last thing I want is the guy to walk back up and see me sending another text message.
You know what? I'm a bad influence.
So I go, Steven, when I looked at your text, a cop pulled me over. And this was Steven's response. That's hilarious. I don't know if it was hilarious, but
It's just
it gave somebody a laugh.
It gave me a visual. Just you there slumped over the wheel,
shaking my head back and forth, steam coming out of the ears,
just pounding your forehead at the top of the steering wheel, going Baldwin, Baldwin.
No, I'm going. It's a really good thing Elias having that surgery right now.
Because you're going to need one, Steven, by the time I get done with you.
Hey, it's Baldwin McCullough. We're live. We're thankful that you're here from New York. When we continue, well, some more from our week and some of the fun stuff we've got going on. It's always fun on Saturday nights. Hanging out with us. Baldwin McCullough Live online, baldwinmccullough.com. We'll be right back.
Finally, on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson. Nationwide, Sunday nights.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
Look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. And welcome back.
That's Tony Bennett.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The Winter Wonderland.
See, this is...
He was on at the tree lighting this week again.
I was there.
You didn't invite us?
No.
That's pretty scuzzy.
It was very last... You can't be talking about the tree lighting and use the word scuzzy, Kevin, okay? But I went to the tree lighting very last minute. My dear friend Matt Rich invited Haley and I. Eli was not available. And we went down. But I love this time of the year working with you because most of the year, like three quarters of the time during the year, you're Kevin the kooky psycho pundit.
Whatever that
is. And then Christmas rolls around and you're like Scrooge when he woke up that morning and everything changed. You become very nice and Christmassy.
I don't even know how to take this anymore. It's like
warm and
you're
funny.
Trying to be complimentary, but it's really an insult.
And I love around Christmas, I come through the door of the studio, and you're like, Tiny Tim! Oh, I love you, Tiny Tim.
Well, you were the Tiny Tim of the Baldwin Brothers.
That's true.
For sure.
I know. I'm trying.
Complete with gimpy leg and everything.
Easy. Easy.
Yeah, let's just say we know who was always at the bottom of the pile-on pile.
Well, you also know I was the youngest of six. People make the joke. I'm the shortest.
You're the runt.
It's because by the...
If you guys had been puppies, you would have been the last one adopted.
By the time the tuna fish casserole made it down to little Stevie B, there was like, you know, a morsel left.
Mom, there's no pork chop left on the plate.
And a cracker. Which is the perfect segue into what we're going to be talking about today.
Absolutely. Well, you talked about Christmas and what a special time of year it is. And every year we've always done something out of the box, very special. And this year is no less than that. And that's one of the reasons why our good friend Gary Van Dyke of Food for Orphans is with us. Hello, Gary.
How you doing, guys?
Great, Gary. Good to have you, brother.
You sound chipper for someone who didn't have to go through any of the things we just described in the last segment that we went through.
I can relate, believe me.
Well, we're glad you're here. So, Stephen, Gary, we've been airing some commercials for a few weeks now. We have been talking about the fact that every night there are 60 million children that go to bed who don't have a mother and a father that are going to bed hungry. These are orphans. And Gary, tell us a little bit about the larger picture of how many orphans, because your organization, Food for Orphans, kind of knows a little bit about this stuff.
Well, there's 163 million orphans around the world. That means there's 163 million kids who have lost either one or both of their parents, or tragically have been abandoned by their parents and have to fend for themselves and feed themselves. Food for Orphans is feeding children in 16 different countries around the world, and we're doing it because every 90 seconds an orphan starves to death. Well, I don't mean that they just die of a disease. I mean every minute and a half another child goes to sleep and dies because they don't have any more food and they haven't eaten in probably 3 or 4 days. Mm. So there's no need for this. We have refrigerators full of food. We can share it. And it's that simple, guys.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons that we're doing this special broadcast is because we care about those kids. And Gary does, too. His organization, Food for Orphans, another organization that has partnered with us, King's Ransom. And, of course, our good friend Danny Johnson, who will be with us in studio next week on this broadcast. She cares very much as well. But friends, we're going to ask you to play a role in this tonight. If you go to the website dogood.com, now that's Stevens and my portal for everything that we want to see done good in this world. Dogood.com is where you can go, and if you just give online, you just click right there on the homepage. But Feed a Child This Christmas, that's the theme of what we want to do here. But, Stephen, you've traveled with Gary, and you've seen some orphans up front. Plus, you have this family that loves the holidays. How are you squaring the holidays and what these children are relating to is in the Baldwin household this year?
Well, it's very interesting that you said that, because I have two daughters, Ali and Haley, 19 and 16. And it's just so interesting. You know, I love... Gary is great, and I love working with Gary just because Gary doesn't pull any punches about the work he's doing. You know, Food for Orphans is a very effective organization because it doesn't sugarcoat the truth. It doesn't make its message nicey nice to make you feel all warm and fuzzy. It's just going to say it's just in the testimonial of the work that Gary does. He just lays it out for people, just very honestly. And then you bring in another one of our partners like Danny Johnson and King Ransom. And I mean, you'd have been proud of me, Kevin.
I'm always proud of you.
I'm sitting there.
Except when I get the text that makes me get a ticket. But that's beside the
point. But I'm sitting there with Elia yesterday, and we're talking about needing to go out and get some Christmas decorations and making our list of what we're going to do and the prioritization of Christmas. I turned around and I just said, darling, if you don't hear me out about this Christmas and not what I'm hoping you'll do, but what I'm putting my foot down about what you're going to do, I said, and if you don't hear me out on this, I will give Danny Johnson your cell phone number. I said, and you don't want that. I said, trust me. But I said to her, you know, as far as gift giving and all that, I said, sweetie, give the gift of Food for Orphans.
Yeah.
I said, you know, if you're going to get your friend something over here, I said, go.
Stuff they don't need.
I said, go make a $10, $20, $30 donation to Food for Orphans on behalf of your friend. What better way to be a blessing in the true spirit of what all that is.
Right.
You know, so I'm just literally, I'm not exaggerating, was having that conversation with Elia yesterday, and I am going to absolutely, Keen and I, my wife, we're going to absolutely be a part this year of blessing people through Food for Orphans for this Christmas season.
And the way you do that is you go to dogood.com, dogood.com. $92 will feed one child, not only this Christmas holiday. Think about this. When you have all of your family around the table and the table's full of food and you see the steam coming off the potatoes and everything smells so warm and fulfilling. Friends, these 60 million children that Gary and I were just talking about, they won't have anything unless we feed them. So feed them this Christmas, but then feed them for the entire year to come. $92 will do that, Christmas to Christmas. Let's do that right now. 1-800-503-1948 is the number. 1-800-503-1948. Or make a gift online to dogood.com. But feed a child and give the gift of life this Christmas. Dogood.com, 800-503-1948. This is Baldwin McCullough live from New York.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. In the last couple of weeks, you've noticed we broke out the Christmas records. We like them.
I'm coming to the recording studio, and Kevin's got his top hat on and his scarf around his neck, and he's gifted.
I don't know if I would go that far, but we are in the spirit to do good tonight.
Amen.
Hence why we're asking you to visit our website, dogood.com. It's easy to remember. That's why we named it that. Dogood.com. DOGOOD.com. Because what we are hoping, friend, and this is very simple. Everyone listening to us tonight, if you're in Reno, Nevada, listening to KKFT, if you're listening to us at KCBQ in San Diego, if you're listening to us on WTVN in Tampa Bay, if you're listening to us on AM 970 The Answer in New York, if you're listening to us up and down the radio dial, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, Cape 1500, KFNX in Phoenix. Friends, wherever you're at, if you fed one child for this coming year, we could feed thousands, tens of thousands of children just tonight for the year to come.
Amen.
$92, that's 25 cents a meal to feed a child for an entire year. And every year, Stephen and I like to use the platform that we have. You come here every Saturday night. We make you laugh. You know, most of the time we don't intend to. You end up laughing anyway. Stephen wants to try to get me to laugh. I don't laugh. He laughs like Huckleberry Hound. We bill it as the Saturday Night Funny, but it's, friends, this isn't funny. This part is not funny.
Correct.
And Stephen and I, we may be, you know, goofy the rest of the time, but when it comes to feeding kids, this is serious business to us. So I'm asking you, can you get creative and form a $92 gift out of something? If you give up one Starbucks a week for, you know, the next 3 months or whatever it is that gets you to $92, would you commit to a $92 gift, one-time gift of $92, and feed a child for the coming year? Because they need it. Because 60 million will die. I mean, 60 million will go to bed hungry tonight. Every 90 seconds, another orphan who has not been fed will perish. Meaning tonight, over the 2 hours that we're on the air with you, there will be 80 children that will have died unnecessarily. Gary Van Dyke, Food for Orphans, I say unnecessarily. Is that the truth? Is there enough food to feed these kids? And if there is, what is the problem in not getting it to them?
Well, of course there's enough food in the world to feed all of these children. As a matter of fact, let me just give you just a quick rundown. The logistical problem is the biggest part, because there's droughts and famines going on all over the world. But there's parts of the world where food is being raised, and we could ship it if we could come up with the logistics. But just here in the United States, it's an unfortunate fact that we throw away about $100 billion worth of food every year. That's 40% of all the food raised here in the United States. We actually throw it away. It gets trampled on the farm. It gets left on the ground in the farm. It gets knocked off the truck. It falls off the box. It gets squeezed at the grocery store.
Sure.
We cook it, don't eat it. And if we were just to cut back about 15% of the food we waste, and then use that money instead of buying that food, use it to feed orphans. Guys, we could feed every orphan every single day around the world without spending any more extra money at all. So there is enough food, and we have enough money here in the United States. Most of us have enough money. Listen, we're only talking about 25 cents a day, a quarter a day. Could we not find a quarter to save one life?
Mm-hmm. It's so simple. 25 cents gets them chicken, beans, rice, vitamins, special vitamins to help them heal, not just be fed. We'll tell you more about that, the special recipe that the Food for Orphans and the coalition at DoGood.com have come up with to help feed these kids. But they're healing these children of the effects of malnutrition, not just feeding them. But friends, it won't happen without you, and that's why once a year Stephen and I come to you and say, please, please, please join us in doing good. DoGood.com, 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 and be as generous as you can. Can you feed one kid, two kid, 10 kids? Please go and do that now. If you want to call your gift, it's 800-503-1948. 800-503-1948 or online at DoGood.com. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Gary Van Dyke is our very special guest on this Saturday. We hope that you will help us do good for the kids who will die if we don't. DoGood.com. Go right now.
Thank you. best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Danny Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, CEO of Extreme Media, the media company that brings you this broadcast. Do you use PayPal for your home-based business? Do you take credit card orders online and use their services to help further your goals? Are you in favor of the fact that they help process credit card transactions from pornographic magazines and Planned Parenthood? Are there other things that you're concerned about, like the safety of our citizens and not giving monies back to, for instance, activist Muslim organizations? PayPal does not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses. And every time you pay them your 2.4 vendor percent, you're helping further the goals of Planned Parenthood, pornographic magazines, and activism causes you may not believe in. Fortunately, there's a better way. We call it CleanCreditBiz.com. CleanCreditBiz.com. If you wish to keep your credit card processing free of any dishonorable associations like pornographic magazines, Planned Parenthood, or activism causes you disagree with, CleanCreditBiz.com or 888-340-3373
and press 2.
CleanCreditBiz.com.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live Saturday night. And welcome back to a very special version of the program. We're on with Gary Van Dyke. We're talking about food for orphans and DoGood.com.
And I heard that Gary Van Dyke actually sounds just like Bing Crosby when he sings White Christmas. Is that true, Gary?
Bing, Crosby.
Hey, listen, if it would feed orphans, Gary, get up there and start. He'd sing Bing Crosby all night long.
I've shaved my head. I've shaved my head at the challenge of trying to feed kids. I'd do it again.
Amen.
I mean, I don't have that much to shave off anymore. That was back when I actually had hair. No, Gary Van Dyke is the president and founder of Food for Orphans. He's Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and I'm Kevin McCullough, and it's a very special edition. The phone number is 1-800-503-1948. Fairbanks, Alaska, calling you out, friends. You wanna make a difference this Christmas? Feed a child tonight. Those of you in the San Francisco area, San Diego, Los Angeles, Riverside, we're talking to you too. Phoenix, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Atlanta, all across the South. We're talking to those of you that are listening to us tonight. Normally, Stephen and I are cutting up, having a good time. Tonight, we're challenging you to do something with us called DoGood.com.
I want to jump in and just say this, because part of what's fun in doing this radio program is, you know, this partnership with you, Kevin. We go back and forth, and you're becoming more fun. But it's just because you've been hanging out with me.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm 46 years old. I'm Stephen Baldwin.
That was a complete drag before that.
I'm Stephen. Kinda. I'm Stephen Baldwin. I'm the actor.
The usual
suspects, the Flintstones, Biodome. Like, a lot of people get a kick out of my movies, and that's been a wonderful blessing. But I say all that just to say that I'm still a big kid at heart. I don't want to grow up. I'm 46. When I get on my longboard, skateboard, and go down the road, my kids are like, "Dad, please, we don't know you." Okay? But that's who I am. And I say all that to say this. I'm having fun once a week taking $5 that would have been that mid-afternoon Starbucks. And like a kid, I go to a cookie jar. I have a big jar, and I'm putting the $5 in the jar.
Mm.
And I got to tell you something. You know, Gary, if we talk about things we can do this Christmas season to make us feel happy inside, to make us feel like a kid again, I want to challenge everybody listening to this phone call to go out and get one of those. I don't care what you put it in. Put it in an old boot. Put it under your mattress, whatever it is.
I found one in the basement today cleaning out for the Christmas stuff.
Sure.
I actually did.
But once, just imagine this, between now and the new year, even if it's just once a week, I would love it to be three times a week. But whatever that second cup of coffee is that you may be getting throughout the week, and I drink a lot of coffee. There's a lot of people drinking a lot of coffee. I want to just say to somebody, because yes, we want to challenge you to really make a difference and save lives with this idea that we're coming at you with for DoGood.com and Food for Orphans and all that. But I got to tell you something. It brings a smile to my face when I take that $5 and put it in a jar that I was just about to get in the car and drive all the way to Starbucks and get that second caramel latte.
Unnecessary caramel latte.
Yeah, well, amen. But I can't wait when I come back to you, Kevin, and I plunk that jar down on the desk here in the studio, and it's got about 50, 75, 100 bucks in it.
Yeah.
That I'm giving to Food for Orphans, cash, just to say, this is the number of Starbucks coffees that I didn't get in 2-3 months.
And friends, if Stephen can do it, I'm filling the blank here.
Oh, shush.
If Stephen can do it, if he can give up Starbucks, that's like an addict going cold turkey. I mean,
the reason I tell the story is this.
It's real, though.
No, but I tell the story because we're all looking. We say in the holiday season we want to make a difference. We say it, but then we get busy and we don't do it. I want to say to somebody, here's a really, like, literally I stop and I deliberately go out of the way to take a $5 bill and stop myself deliberately and go put it in a cookie jar like a little kid.
Do you have a label on the jar?
No, not yet.
Does it say Food for Orphans?
No, but in my heart it does, and that's what matters.
You need to make sure that the girls don't see that.
And I got to tell you something. Well, yeah, I got to hide it from the girls, but I should label it. But the point is, I can't tell you how that warms my heart.
Yeah.
It really makes me feel good to know, not just obviously the money and the good that that'll do and the impact that that'll have, but the fact that I'm thinking less of myself in this time of the year when that's what it's all about. That I'm stopping consciously going to do and get like the, you know, the second or third cup of Starbucks. Who needs it?
Right. Hey, Gary, you were saying during one of the breaks that you had a story about kids that pooled their resources together, kind of along the same idea of what Steven's saying here about the good feeling you get. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this was a gentleman that I'd been talking to about orphans, and he had been to one of our conferences, and he had heard heard me talk about the orphans and the need, and he was talking to his wife about it. And they've got four kids. I think their oldest is like 7 or 8 years old. And these four kids are on the other side of the room, but they were listening, but the parents didn't know it. And the kids left the room and then came back in, and all of them were carrying their little piggy banks that they'd been saving money for a long, long, long time. All their birthday money, all the chore money that they got, little nickels and dimes that they had put on a daily basis in their little piggy jar to save so that they could go to Walmart, toy store, or someplace and buy something for themselves. They came in and poured all the money onto the kitchen table where the mom and dad were talking, and they said, "What are you doing?" And they said, "We want to feed orphans."
Wow.
And we
wow.
And they gave every penny they had.
That's Gary Van Dyke. Stephen Baldwin's also here. Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst-case scenario?
Free.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
KirkElliottPhD.com. KirkElliottPhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay.
It's the Sounds of the Season on Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. That's a group called Avalon, medley of carols that they do. And it is that time of year. Your spouse, your family, your friends, maybe even you, dialed over on the iPod and clicked into the holiday music mode this last week. I know some of you did. Some of you didn't. If your name's Scrooge McBaldwin, then you probably didn't. But everybody, you know, his daughter wants to decorate for Christmas. No, we're not decorating for Christmas. You'll have no decorations this year.
Well, we just won't have the decorations we don't need.
Oh, okay.
That's my point.
Did you just tell her to go get the old decorations out of the basement?
That's what my wife said.
And she didn't, that wasn't good enough?
Well, no. Listen,
then you play the orphan card, and it's like, wow, I'm not asking for decorations anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't want to misrepresent young Miss Elia. She just, she has a wonderful heart, and she's wonderful in the Christmas spirit, but we're just trying to recalibrate her in that Danny Johnson kind of way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We love that.
And Danny's our friend. She's heard on a lot of these same stations on Sunday nights. In fact, if you join her tomorrow night, you'll hear myself, Stephen, Gary. This is we're doing this all weekend, friend. We're asking you to help us feed children as a do-good Christmas. 1948. 1-800-503-1948. Also on DoGood.com, you can just log online. And tonight, friends, before we're done, before this two-hour show is over, 80 orphans will have perished. And that's sad. Hey, Gary, we got a couple of minutes before our hour-long break. You go and meet these kids all over the place. And give us a 60-second snapshot of a child you've met recently.
Lene. Lene is a beautiful little girl. Her mother had killed her other two children in the family. There were two sisters, and Lene was the only child left. And the mother apparently was either feeling remorseful or wasn't able to kill her, but she ended up selling her to a neighbor who ended up making her a housekeeper. And we were able to rescue her and get her out of that situation, and now she's living in a Christian orphanage where she's learning about the never-ending love of Christ. That's the kind of kid that you are going to be helping tonight.
$92 feeds them not only this Christmas, but the entire year to come through next Christmas. Take care of Christmas to Christmas for a child. Give them a meal that they won't have otherwise, that they may die if they don't have otherwise. It's $92. It feeds them every day for the coming year. That's 25 cents a day. Friends, you can do that. Steven can do that. If he can put $5 from the Starbucks fund into the bucket to feed the kids, anybody can do this.
Yes.
Because you're a Starbucks fiend.
Oh, yeah.
Friends, make it happen right now. DoGood.com, DoGood.com, or 800-503-1948. Hour 2 is on the way.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.